again, Willow Springs really young. Liberty's got some experience on this in this game that is going to should benefit them. The Bears, it's a process, you know, it takes time, and of course, new coach, his second year there, he's really doing some really good things. Travis Payne, talked with him a few times on the radio, good guy, and he understands fully the task that's in front of him, and it just takes time. It's work in progress. So Liberty won the toss. They deferred and will kick to the Bears as Willow Springs will have a send a deep man inside the five. Liberty with the line drive. Hits at the 20, rolls and picked up at the 10 near sideline, forced out of bounds at the 13. Nice return for Everett Smith for 25. First and 10 for the Bears.
That's Jasper Melby there making the stop there on special teams. Great tackle there for a short return.
Hey, that was actually a pretty deep, called a squib, but it really wasn't a squib. But, boy, he caught the ball about the 10-yard line.
Line drive.
Yes.
So, first and 10 for the Bears. The ball is spotted on the near hash, the Willow Springs Bears side, at the 18-yard line. Eagles will come out. Four down linemen. A little different look defensively tonight. Shotgun snap. There's a handoff. Liberty, good penetration, and no gain on the play. Coming through 72. Nice job by Glasscock penetrating and wrapping up. No gain.
That was Dylan Ferguson there on the carry for Willow.
Second and 10 for the Bears. Bears, white jerseys, maroon pants, white helmets. Liberty decked out in red, trimmed out in white and navy blue. Out of the pistol. Another handoff on the right side. Not much room for Galloway. He's wrapped up. That's Brody Rutledge coming through from the linebacker position, making the stop. And a gain of a couple. It's going to bring up third and 8. Again, you can tell your friends and neighbors. If you want to watch it, the live stream, go to OzarkRadioNews.com. And there's just a direct click to the link. Third and long, out of the shotgun, back to pass on the near side. That could be a penalty, a little shove in the back, but no flag. Chris Shar, or that's Eddie Rodriguez, excuse me. And it's going to bring up fourth down. Punting situation, back to return. Gavin Reese, and you know, last week, Tyler, Gavin, what a first quarter. But then again, that heat kind of resurfaced, and
yeah, kind of took him out of the flow of the game just a little bit. But I'd say with the little cooler, oh, fumble,
and the Bears will fall on it. The snap did not get back to the punter.
Yes, we didn't even get to see Gavin go to work there.
No. So the Eagles with fantastic field possession to start their first series, first and 10. The ball's going to be spotted at the 19-yard line of the Willow Springs Bears. Carter Pruitt, and in the backfield right beside him, as we were mentioning, Gavin Reese. Trips to the far side. It's going to be a handoff to Reese. He gets to the outside looking for the edge, looks to cut it up, finds a seam, gets it, and is brought down just shy of the 10-yard line on the far side. Patience, found the seam, made a good cut, picked up a few extra yards, going to bring up second and 2.
Yeah, he got a great block out there by the wide receiver, and he was able to read, just kind of cut up underneath and pick up an extra 3 or 4.
Same formation, Pruitt. Out of the gun, takes the snap. Now he's going to roll to the near side. Gavin will lead block. There's no one there to block. And Pruitt just goes in untouched. Gavin's looking for someone to block. No one there. Eagles go up 6-0. 10:03 to go in the first. Two plays. One to the right, one to the left. And the Eagles score first. Now, we're going to go for 2. Liberty, we've attempted a few field goals, a couple. Threw it with the snap for the 2-point conversion, throwing it up to Reese, caught, counted. Eagles go up 8-0. Real quick here in the first, we'll take a break. We'll come back 30 seconds. You're listening to Liberty Eagle, Willow Springs Bear Football on the Fox 96.9.
It's Handyman Hank, and I'm at Wagoner Home Center in Willow Springs. Let's talk about your deck. Did you know your deck may need stain every 2 to 3 years? If the stain color is worn, if water soaks into the boards easily, or if there's visible mold, it's time to stain the deck. Wagoner Home Center has deck stain and advice if you need it. They're open project hours, even on Sundays.
Wagoner Home Center, our dream is to build yours.
And welcome back. 10:03 to go in the first. Eagles are set to boot it off to the Bears. And hooting and hollering days in Gainesville is underway. It kicked off yesterday evening. I was down there, and that's quite the shindig that's going on in Ozark County. If you're looking for something to do, head on down to Gainesville. Hooting and hollering. Boy, they got some really good barbecue down there. Antler. You ever been to Antler Pizza?
Yeah.
Holy moly. That's good stuff, folks. Eagles with the kick. It's another low-line drive picked up at the 28 and returned out to the 33-yard line. First and 10, Bears.
That was John Ball on the return there for Willow.
Well, so far, Ferguson and Galloway carrying the ball for Willow. 3 total rushing yards.
Bears have a little more breathing room this second offensive series. Ball is on the near hash. Bears will work out of the shotgun. Ferguson has split backfield, hands it off, but penalty flags are thrown on the far side. That may be a false start. Encroachment, Liberty, okay. So, it'll be 1st and 5 for the Willow Bears. Ball will now be moved out to the 37-yard line. Just under 10 minutes. We're underway here in the first quarter. Willow Springs Bears are working to the north end zone. If you're looking at your radio dial, left or right, they're working to the right. Ferguson sticks it in the belly, hands it off, and not much running room there for Smith. Look to take it off of right tackle. Good job. Wide Honeycutt got in there on that. Taron Rutledge jumping in on it as well. Also,
Tyler. Yeah, I was going to say Tyler Glasscock was in there on that.
So it's going to bring up 2nd and 6, a loss of a yard. Pistol, split backfield, and this time it's a quarterback keeper. They're going to try the option, but that does not work.
Kenyon Walls getting in the backfield there.
He got back there quick, too, and another loss. It's going to bring up 3rd and 8. Ball is backed up to the Willow Springs Bear 35-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the first. Been asking it every week, who's tuned in? Send us a comment on the Facebook, or if you know Dave or Tyler, send it to him. Jump pass, love it. Caught, it's going to be short of the first down.
It's a great read there by Jaron.
Nice catch. I've got to put my glasses on for 42.
Looks like James Dean.
Dean?
Yep.
So it's going to bring up 4th down. Bears are going to go for it. Back to pass. Wide receiver screen. And, oh, loose football. But the Bears recover it. And not much of a gain. Maybe a yard. And it'll be turned over on downs. 1st and 10 for the Eagles.
Aiden Stewart made a good catch there. Made a good move. And just kind of had a Liberty defender get a hand in there and just knocked it out, had to dive on it.
Eagles now will have Wyatt Honeycutt in the backfield. He's got 44 all across his chest. Carter Pruitt works out of the shotgun. Motion. The Eagles going to run the sweep, and they get it in the hands of Chris Shaw, and he gone. Touchdown, Liberty on the jet.
Six
more.
What a block. Wyatt Honeycutt had the cornerback out there, was the only man in the flat to beat, and Wyatt made an excellent block there to spring Shaw.
So 14-0 now, Liberty on top of the Bears, and Eagles going to go for the extra point attempt. Gavin Reese, a little spotted up. Snap is good. Kick, not so much.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit low and outside. But, hey, you got it, something you got to work on. 14-0, 7:59 to go in the first. Eagles with the lead. You're listening to Howell County Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And welcome back. Eagles set to kick it off, and they're going to go with this onside, and Liberty recovers it. And first and 10, Liberty.
Yeah, I'm not sure Willow was even prepared for that one.
Yeah.
Their front line kind of took about three or four steps back when the ball was kicked, and by that time it was trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get... That'll fire the opposing crowd up real quick. First and 10, Liberty. Ball is at the Bear 49. Trips to the near side. Honeycutt in the backfield with Carter Pruitt. All alone to the far side. Eli Moore, I believe. It is. Back rolling out here to the near side. Pruitt has his head up. Wide open. Finds Eddie Rodriguez. Makes a move. Looks to move to the inside. And is brought down at the 15.
That was a great read there by Carter. He was kind of looking like he was just going to tuck it and run. Rodriguez kind of floated with him, got away from the defender. Carter was able to throw it right over the top.
So first, a new set of down. No, we got a holding penalty. So that will back Liberty up. Didn't see the flag.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
But... holding is the call. That's going to back Liberty up to their own 41-yard line. First down. And it's going to be about first and 20 now. So it happened right at the line of scrimmage. Empty backfield. Pruitt fakes the pass. Now he's going to run it. He's got a blocker and he's got running room. Throws a stiff arm. Gets across midfield and forced out of bounds. Looks like the Willow Springs Bear 43.
18-yard pickup for Pruitt. That is his second carry of the night for 29 yards total.
Mark him out at the 42. Second and three. Honeycutt in the backfield. He rolls out. There's a little bubble screen caught to by Eli Moore. He'll pick up the first down. Little quick hitters.
Yes.
Very effective. and something the Liberty needs to work on. You know,
yeah,
you
and can, it allows your receivers to get in the rhythm, you know.
And your quarterback.
Quarterback-receiver combos right there. I mean, they get on the same page.
Forces your other receivers, you know, you got to block. We're going to find out who's going to block. And first and 10 from the Bear 35, put back to pass. Now he's going to take a shot. Oh, it was almost hauled in there on the far side. Is that Gavin?
Rodriguez.
Was it Rodriguez? Okay. Second and 10, 7:05 on the clock, 14-0 Liberty. SCA play. Liberty is 1-1 now in the SCA. They picked up a win on the road against Bear. Eagles will go 2-by-2. Honeycutt in the backfield. They fake the handoff. Pruitt's going to keep it, get some good blocks. Now he's got to do some of it on his own, and does just that. He'll pick up the first down. As he gets it right to just across the 25, and that's what the Liberty Eagles needed to move the chain. 6:56 to go here in the first. Tomorrow, the Missouri Tigers will be in St. Louis. It's a home game, but they're in St. Louis taking on Memphis, the Memphis Tigers. So a Tiger's going to win.
Well, I hope Mizzou doesn't have a letdown after that huge win last Saturday.
What a finish.
Two by two. Pruitt, oh, he kind of had it right there. He had the... I think one of the receivers ran the wrong route because they both.
Yeah, it was behind one and way in front of the other.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Gary, we had the opportunity to meet Mike Kelly about 10 years ago for the Mizzou, voice of the Mizzou Tigers. But what a call that was.
Oh, he's the best in the business for my money. Trips to the far side. Pruitt takes the shotgun snap, rolls. Pressure from the backside. Now he's going downfield. He's got a target. And, again, Rodriguez and overshoots him with Pruitt on the go. Nice pressure by the Bears. Is that 21?
Hey, and also nice coverage down the field by that cornerback following with the Rodriguez toward the end zone. Nice coverage.
Yeah, Chaney with the pressure.
Yeah.
He was
Willow
zeroing in.
Willow found a spot there on the right side of that, on the left side of the offensive line there.
Eagles go with the bunch formation. Motion is Reese, and they're going to try the sweep again. Makes a nice cut and a good tackle. Wrapped up, brought down again. That's a 21 there making that play. That's
Chaney.
Back-to-back plays by Chaney. Nice job.
Yeah, just a gain of 3 on that play. Yeah, nice coverage there by the Bears defense.
Going to bring up fourth down. Eagles will go for it. They're in four down territory. 14-0. Nice defensive stand for the Bears here. Pruitt takes it. Now he's rolling to the near side, looking downfield, and finds Gavin Reese. And that will be enough for a first down. Gavin had to go up for it.
Yeah, he made a good adjustment right there. Made a good catch, pulled the ball in, moved the sticks.
Drive stays alive. First and 10 now from the Willow Springs 11 for the Liberty Eagles. 5:40 on the clock here in the first. 14-0. Pruitt. And he fakes the handoff to Honeycutt, and Pruitt's going to take it himself. Looks to get to the edge, and again, oh, breaks one tackle, looking for room, but a host of Bears come in to finish him off right around the 5-yard line on the far side of the field.
6 yards for Carter Pruitt.
Nice job by the Bears.
Great pursuit. They were able to string it out.
Wait for help. Wait for help.
Yeah, Carter was able to miss one tackle, but they were right there on top of them.
4 yards to go to pick up a new set of downs. Pruitt, he's looking to pass it. Oh, Eli Moore. That, you know, some people will say, oh, that was a bad pass. That's where that pass is supposed to be.
Yep.
He is throwing at the top of the pylon.
Yep.
That way, yeah. He is the only
kid that's able to catch it.
So it's going to bring up third and four for the Eagles. The ball is spotted on the 5-yard line of the Bears, but Liberty can pick up a set of downs here. They would just soon put it in for six. Rolling, throwing, catching, putting their hands up for a touchdown. Eddie Rodriguez from 4 yards out from Carter Pruitt. The Eagles go up 20-0. And see if they go for the try another extra point. They're going to send another. Yep, they're going to try it again. Come on, Gavin, redeem yourself. So, you know, for kids out there listening, young kids, junior high players, Mighty Might players, be a kicker. And it's up.
Woo.
That one's no good. Better, though. It was better.
Boy, I thought he made that one.
So after the Liberty score, it's 20-0, 4:46 on the clock. We'll take a timeout, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Howell County Football on 96.9 The Fox.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price. Because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave us friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Eagles with the kick and another squib. It's down at the 45, first and 10 for the Bears. Some scores. Camdenton leads West Plains 7-0. Thayer's leading Houston 6-0. Ava is up on Salem 8-0. And no report on the Cabool Mountain Grove game. And that's, you know, they're really close in proximity. And, that's a big rivalry game. And we'll see if Coach Spittler's got anything for Coach Rogers and the Panthers.
It could be a good one.
I think so. First and 10 for the Bears. Working out the split backfield, pistol, hand off. Oh, nice hole opens up. Big running room, getting into the secondary. Down at the Liberty 40-yard line. Great run for Galloway.
Yeah, 14 yards on that pickup, first down.
Good job up front. I mean, you just seen the hole open. So the boys in red, they got spanked right there on that play. First and 10 for the Bears at the Liberty 39-yard line. Same formation, pistol, and here comes the option. And there's just not much there but a bunch of red jerseys for Ferguson.
That was Robert Saul in the backfield there making the stop.
All right, Robert, there you go. Good job. Loss of a yard, second and 11. Bears again split backfield with Galloway and Smith. Ferguson takes it.
Oh,
throws it across the middle. Incomplete.
Boy, let me tell you, he was wide open.
Yeah.
That receiver for the Bears.
13 or, no, what's it?
33, wasn't it?
33.
He found that middle crease where no one was covering, just wide open.
Will Banks, the intended receiver.
Willow's getting a lot of kids involved.
It's good.
Getting, you know, kind of throwing the ball around a little bit here.
And a little, try a little wide receiver screen. But stepping out of bounds.
Might be a face mask.
I was gonna
say a late flag.
Late flag came in from the head judge.
Maybe a late
judge.
personal foul. Oh, it is face mask.
I thought I saw a face mask.
The side judge here was shaking his head like, no, no, he didn't get it. And then the white hat come in from the far side there and threw the flag.
So another set of downs for the Bears after the personal foul. And they're definitely in four down territory now. The ball will be spotted at the Liberty 23-yard line. Look at how small Willow is. And again, Liberty's not a big team. Hand off, and Liberty played with a little more aggression that time at the line of scrimmage. And
yeah, that was Walls making the stop right there at the initial line of scrimmage, and there was nowhere to go.
No. So a loss of a couple. It's going to bring up second and 12. Dave, your Hogs, they've got a pretty big game coming up to Saturday. Prime time. There's a pass on the sideline. It's out of bounds, incomplete.
I'm actually embarrassed to say this. I'm not sure who we're are we playing LSU
tomorrow? LSU.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a tough one.
But what about Alabama and Ole Miss?
That could be a game.
You know, is this the year that Alabama gets out of
contention
the
early
ranking? Yeah. Is this the year? Third and long, back to pass, out of the shotgun, looking, nothing there, sack, back at the 35. And, yeah, Mr. Robert Thaw gets back there, makes the sack. And it's going to bring up fourth and long, but still four down territory for the Bears.
Oh, Shane Peabody Scott said he's watching in Del Rio, Texas.
Ah, the Shane Meister. You know, deer season is when we get a lot of weirdos. There's another sack. Penalty flag thrown. It's a loose football. Scramble for it. Yep. When we do football games during deer season, the deer camps holding. It's going to be against Willow Springs. It'll be declined. It'll be first and 10 Liberty.
Yeah, Gary, you bring up a good point about Alabama. It's something to watch when, boy, they've been having some close games. We're not used to that in the last 10 years or so.
They don't have a quarterback.
And, yeah, they got two quarterbacks going, and neither
one's
really
good.
Yeah, neither one really impresses me. I think Nick Saban's handling it rather well. I thought he'd pull all his hair out and by now and be bald. But
I don't think it's Nick Saban. I think an alien's taking over his body, because the Saban I know would be screaming, throwing a fit, chewing out reporters. First and 10 Liberty out of the shotgun. And fakes the handoff, going to run the option, makes the pitch, gets it to Reese. Reese on the sideline. And is going to be forced out of bounds near midfield at about the 48.
But, you know, talking about the college side of things, the focus has kind of been shifted off of Saban this year, and we're looking at Boulder, Colorado more and more. Everything you see is Coach Prime.
Yeah. Disrespected. He's been disrespected again by Oregon. But we'll see what... we'll see how good Colorado is this Saturday. There's another option pitch to Reese. Reese gets to the far side. Now he's got some open field.
Whoop.
Now he breaks a tackle, gets to the sideline. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Gavin Reese. He tippy-toes in from 52 yards out.
Boy, he made a good, just kind of lowered his shoulder there on that D-back that came up to try to make a tackle. Was able to just contact there, able to bounce off of it, and then he was off to the races.
So Liberty now up 26-0. 2:05 to go in the first. As the sun is set, beautiful evening out. Favorite time of year, the fall. September, October.
First official day of fall.
Yep. Tomorrow is, isn't it, or Sunday? Or is
it today?
It may be. It's fall. Feels like fall. 2-point conversion, good. Carter Pruitt takes it himself. 28-0, Liberty. 2:05 to go. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Eagle kickoff. You're listening. Powell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
Eagles have scored four times in the first. 2:05 to go still, and the Eagles are kicking to the Bears again. And an angling kick. It's going to be caught at the 29 and returned. Oh, the loose ball. Big hit, Eagles. And who comes up with it?
Was that 55?
Oh, my goodness. That was a booming hit. On the return,
I was trying to see. I think it was Wyatt Honeycutt with the hit.
I think you're right.
I think coming up with the ball was Rutledge, number 55,
and
right on the right sideline.
I mean, he put head on ball, and ball squirted 20 yards.
Oh, yeah. So Eagles get the loose ball, and it's back in the offense's hands. 1:58 to go. Honeycutt and Pruitt in the backfield. Fakes the handoff, throwing one up into the air, and it was intended for Gavin Reese. Nice coverage, though, by the Bears.
John Ball with the coverage that down the sideline there.
Yeah, Ball's with him step by step. Nice coverage. Now just a wide open run down the field and throw the bomb.
Well, that's a good play call, you know, when you get a turnover like that.
Oh, yeah,
take a shot. Now we got a penalty flag thrown on the sideline.
I don't know. I think that ref was getting a lot of talk from the coaching staff on Willow's side.
That was unsportsmanlike,
yeah. So, I think it's a warning. Sideline warning is what are they going? Yeah, it's just a warning. Coach got a little. Well, no, they're going to mark it off.
Well, you know, anytime the ref is standing right there in your sideline and throws a flag, usually it's the coach or someone that says something. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It got a little personal, I would say, right there, right before that flag game.
I was there.
There was one comment.
Yeah, there was one word. Always, there's always a couple magic words that'll get it. I was watching the snap, so I
was too. I was watching the.
But he said one of the magic words, I'm sure. You got bad breath.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not it.
First and 10. From the Bear 18, and Pruitt fakes the handoff, takes it up the middle. Oh, what a spin move he makes. Takes it to the pylon, touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Carter Pruitt takes it in from 18 yards out. And the Eagles go up 34-0 here in the first.
What a move.
That was a really good spin move.
That was slick. That was a good read. He could see the lane opening to the outside there, made the spin. Right to the pylon.
On the replay, do the Chris Berman.
Whoop, whoop.
Eagles for two now. Eddie Rodriguez in the backfield for the Eagles. Alongside Carter Pruitt. Looks like they're going to run the option. They make the pitch to Rodriguez and dives in. He gets it, and then the penalty flag. He stretched the ball. He broke the plane, but there is penalty flag.
So an 18-yard touchdown run may be nullified. We'll find out. Probably a hold.
Hold, yeah.
Coming to that holding area.
The two-point conversion, though.
They're going to decline it.
Yeah, decline it. So the Eagles will kick to the Bears with 1:39 to go in the first. 34-0. You're listening. Powell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 4-6-9-3-1-1-1. Bailey's team is going to get it done.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Ask Shelter agent Andrea McNew at Mountain View about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
And welcome back. Eagles are up 34-0. Set to kick it off again. 1:39 to go. And the kick, Mays with the kick. And it's going to be down at the 26-yard line. First and 10, Willow Springs. That's how Liberty kicks, you know, for Willow listening, or maybe they'll watch the video. I mean, Liberty kicks that way to everybody.
Some
people get pretty fired up about it, but that's what they do.
It's Liberty's way of eliminating a special teams letdown, you know.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Bears out of the pistols, backfield. Hands it off to the first man through, wrapped up, brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of a yard, second and 11.
Like big Glasscock.
Yep.
Making a stop there.
Well, the Bears' total offense at 6 yards. They have thrown the ball 3 times for 8 yards, but rushing, they're minus 2.
Pistol formation, split backfield. And quarterback keeper did a good job pulling it out and is going to be hit. They're going to pick up a couple. It'll bring up 3rd and 9.
You know, the Bears have 2 first downs. Quarterback Ferguson carried that for 3.
3rd and long as we're under a minute to go. 34-0. And it's the first quarter. We're not coming up on the half. Bears will send out 2 trips here to the near side. And the handoff is... No, it's not. Quarterback puts it in, pulls it out. 56 there in the backfield. Gillum. They faked the handoff to Gillum, and quarterback kept it. Ferguson, he picks up 1 and is brought down. It's going to be 4th and 7 for the Bears. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. It's been all Liberty, 34-0 after 1. You're listening to Howell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
It's my favorite time of year. It's time to get ready for fall hunting and fishing season. Everything you need for your next trip to the woods or the water, you'll find at Monty's Outdoors, Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. Game cameras, tree stands, hunting blinds, shooting sticks, attractants, cover scents, and of course, rods and reels, fishing tackle, everything you need, and name brand products is what you'll find at Monty's Outdoors, Southern Hill Shopping Center, West Plains. Happy hunting and happy fishing.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us even switch partners while dancing. Well, that may be a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, right here in Southern Missouri, can help you switch and start saving today. Justin and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Justin Shelby, it's easy to switch and save. Give me a call today if you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
Welcome back, and 34-0 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Liberty Bears with the football, and it is 4th and 7. A lot of conference games, of course, Houston and Thayer. Thayer is up on Houston 12-0, and, you know, during the breaks, we're Dave, Tyler, and myself, we're kind of surprised by that. Kind of thought, you know, Houston, there's the thing. You have a big win, and then you think you're the almighty.
Well, it's so different. Like, you know, here in the past 18 years, we have been that front runner of,
yeah,
of the conference.
Yeah.
Well, now you're kind of seeing the battleground that's below that top spot. It's wide open.
It's wide open. Yeah.
I mean, you've got us beating up on Thayer. Now Thayer beat up on Salem. Now they're up on
Kabul.
Houston.
Houston beat Kabul.
And last I saw, it was still scoreless with Kabul Grove.
So the Bears line up to go for it on fourth down. Back to pass. Looking downfield to the middle of the field. Oh, it was in my hands. Mom, I had it. It was in my hand. And it fell out. Chris Shar is like, rats.
Hey, that was a nice route there by Willow. Number 12 did have a half step, but Liberty really closed in well. Two guys ended up double-teaming that receiver.
First and 10 for Liberty. Timeout Bears with 11:53. We'll keep it here during the timeout. It is bow season, and I'm sure this evening, it's kind of windy, but I'm sure there were still people up hugging the tree.
Oh, I guarantee it. I just got a notification when my buddy killed a nice buck tonight. So
there you go.
There's been some good ones hit the ground.
Early game cameras changed the game. You go out there and just gives you a little more confidence.
Well, Gary, I'll tell you this. I was on my four-wheeler at my farm the other day. I'm not going to tell you the exact location of the farm, but I saw a beauty.
Yeah.
Even got my attention.
In Arkansas?
No, here.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
It's, yeah, pretty close. I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is.
Go ahead and drop me a pin, Dave. Whisper to Tyler. You know.
I don't hunt, but I love deer meat. Man, I'll take deer meat.
Oh, yeah. Well, Corey can help you out, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to head to the farm here pretty soon.
I don't know. Is Corey listening?
He may be.
First and 10, Liberty, empty backfield. Pruitt backs up, waits for the snap at the Bear 35. Quick pass over the head of Eddie Rodriguez. Good coverage by the Bears. That was Dylan Ferguson with the coverage. Second and 10. A lot of sauce on that there from Carter. Kind of sailed on him a little bit. Those 7 yarders, just, you want to get them there, but the Eagles will have Honeycutt in the backfield. Pruitt takes the snap, drops straight back, looking in the middle of the field.
Got
There's
him.
Rodriguez. Oh, and he just couldn't haul it in. It was a good throw. That was catchable. But Eddie, again, size right there. When he looked back for it, I think probably all he seen was a white helmet.
Yeah.
But it just dropped right there where it needed to be.
That was a pretty ball.
Well, Liberty passing so far in the first half, 23 yards. Three different receivers, Reese, Rodriguez, and Moore, caught a ball. And, yes, I got a
snap taken. Pruitt rolls to the far side. There's his target. It's caught. Chris Schar spins out of a tackle and dives forward near the five. First and goal, Liberty. Schar is really, the more he plays,
he's
the
so
better.
He's so explosive.
Yeah.
He's so quick. So quick.
Eighth grade won last night, and they had a great game. Seventh grade came up short. The B team came up short. Pruitt out of the gun, rolling to the near side, got his head up. Here comes some pressure, looks to the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Eddie Rodriguez. Touchdown, Liberty, and the Eagles go up 40-0. 11:13 to go. Here in the first half, we got to see something really special tonight, too, guys. Angel Lopez,
yes,
was hurt a couple years ago, and he is working hard every day, but stood up on his own, acknowledged the crowd. So, Angel.
Big smile on his face.
Oh, Angel's always got a smile, that's for sure. Eagles will try their third extra point. Gavin, you know, right now he's just kind of got that lizard effect going on in his head.
Right. Don't start, please. Don't start.
Yeah, you know, because it does. It gets frustrating.
I thought he made the last one. But
it was a better kick.
It was a better kick. It looked really good.
Like golf, it gets in your head. Chris Schar, the holder. Here comes some pressure. Kick is up. That's good. There it is.
Hey, we got it.
Extra point is good.
Attaboy, Gav.
High fives all around. 41-0, 11:13 to go in the first half. Eagles on top. You're listening to Howell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
It's where you raise your family, and now you are making memories with your grandkids. It's your home. Now look around at all those trees. Will the next memory be when a limb or the whole tree comes crashing through the roof? Call Casey's Tree Service to trim or even remove the trees that are a threat to your home.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
All right. You got Dave out there doing math. No, that was rude of me. Eagles going to kick it off. There was a penalty at the end of the play against the Bears, so Liberty will be kicking from the Bear 45. See if they just put it in the end zone and have the Bears started at the 20. Gavin puts the boot.
Exactly.
That's what they
what
do.
We do.
Yep. So no return. First and 10 for the Bears at their 20-yard line.
I was gonna say it was a touchback, and the white hat got confused and threw his flag.
So we know that we've got Corey tuned in tonight.
That is right. I got my son-in-law, Corey, to send me a message. He is indeed listening to
Shane,
the game.
Shane Scott, we've got Shane tuned in.
My cousin Brad Jester said he's
hey, Bradley.
He's home with some sick grandkids, but he said listening to Liberty football makes us all feel better.
Oh, right on. Well, that bug is going around.
Oh, it's bad.
You know, the thing, hygiene, folks, wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home because it is going around. First and 10 for the Bears. Out of the pistol. Hand off. Quarterback's going to keep it. Good job. Nice run. And Ferguson brings it out near the first down marker. Right, he is going to get a first down. He needed 10, picked up 11. Good job by
I'm just glad
Ferguson.
Glad Rodriguez made a tackle there.
Yeah.
He had a head of steam and some open ground in front of him.
Sophomore. Again, Willow Springs really, really young out there. Deuces to the near side. Ferguson's going to hand it off this time up the middle. Yep, see, the quarterback does that a few times. All of a sudden, he'll dictate the flow of the defense. And Galloway says, thank you very much. I'll pick up three. Second and six now after that tote. Another handoff to Galloway. This time, Liberty's right there waiting. Biggest thing, you can win at the line of scrimmage, but sometimes you can be over aggressive with it and you'll just run right past the play.
Just kind of over pursue.
Yep. Third and six. Out of the gun. There's another handoff. Boom. Nope. Quarterback keeper. Good job again by Ferguson.
Great read there by the quarterback to pull that.
Tell you what. You know, Willow's very young, but when they've got some ingredients here, they've got some, for the recipe, they've got some ingredients. Just experience, spend another year in the weight room. Fourth and two, Bears are going to go for it. Ferguson back to pass. Oh, he's got a receiver, and intended receiver was Everett Smith, incomplete. Bears will turn it over on downs. First and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. 9:26 to go in the half, 41-0. And let's check in with James the Hitman Hurt. What kind of scores you got for us?
Right now we got Thayer 12-0 over Houston. Kabul and Mountain Grove still tied at 0. Camdenton is up 21-0 on West Plains right now. And that's the immediate area. That's what I've got right now.
Timeout here by the Bears with 9:26 to go. Pioneer Days is going to be coming up in Mountain View before long. And then you got Willowfest or Bear Fest in Willow Springs coming up. That's usually like the first weekend in October. Pioneer Days, the last Saturday in September. So a week from tomorrow. But now Hootin' and Hollerin' is going on in Gainesville. And now, guys, they have one of the greatest events in the Ozarks, husband calling contest. Okay? So, yeah. This is the best. So wives get to get up there on stage and call their husband. And, I mean, it's a tremendous prize that they win, you know.
What do they say up there? What's the call?
Well, can we say on air what Kim hollers for you? Just whatever. Husband call a wife has.
You know, I really don't know what she says because I don't listen. I've been accused of that.
Oh, that's bad. Well, I'm going back tomorrow, so
I'm just going to stay quiet.
I'm going to. Well, you know your wife's listening. I hear she said, you better. Liberty, quick hitter. Oh, Eli Moore over tipped it up in the air, almost taken away by the Bears on the far side, almost a pick by Ball. He rode in on it. Of course, his grandpa is in Shannon County.
Oh, Andy?
Leroy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Leroy Ball.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Eli Moore.
Oh, no. I was talking about the Willow Springs.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, yeah, Andy Moore, absolutely. There's a handoff and looking to make a cut. and staying, keeping him going, the penetration, the drive, and that is Boyer, number 9. Toting the rock for the Liberty Eagles. That number 9 snuck in there almost. Well, yeah, you run it like that, you could stay out there. And he's going to be the inside receiver on the trip side.
That's Jasper Melby.
Oh, Jasper Melby, okay. Rolling, looking downfield, quick pass, thrown, caught, and wrapped up. Spun out of bounds at the 16. 8:50 to go, 41-0 Liberty. We got a lot of different jersey numbers out there. Kyle Roberts, middle receiver. Rodriguez, the outside receiver. And then, yeah, number 9. Fake the jet sweep, looking to pass. Caught. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Eli Moore. And the Eagles go up 47-0.
That was a pretty ball on a pretty route ran.
Slant
over the middle.
It's wide open.
That slant is so hard to defend, especially when you get that one inside step against that cornerback.
A lot of coaches don't like it because bad things can happen with a slant. But when teams are taking away the outside, there's fewer people to defend it, so
and
I think the risk-reward is there.
It's there, and Liberty ran it deeper.
Yeah.
You're out of that danger zone. You know, you don't have the big hitters sitting and waiting in the middle, you know. That was just a pretty play.
Gavin Reese says, I can do it again. And that may have got partially blocked. No good. 47-0, 8:21 to go in the first half. Liberty leading the Willow Springs Bears. You're listening to Howell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Nurse practitioner Adam Madison is proud to be the Liberty Eagles team provider. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that is you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. See Ozark Trading Post for a huge selection of musical instruments as well. And don't be surprised when a pick-in session breaks up. Get to Ozark Trading Post. You never know what you will find. Go Eagles!
And welcome back. Hey, we got Carl and Bev Hicks tuned in.
It is 0-0 at the half of Grove and Kabul.
Liberty tries to kick it deep, almost comes up with it. The hesitation to get the football. Man, I tell you, that's you got to be like a dog, starving dog on a bone. You see that football, you got to get on it. But the Bears do recover. It'll be first and 10 from their own 18.
Well, the Bears, a couple of different ball carriers, Ferguson, the quarterback, and Galloway, total of 20 rushing yards here in the first half. And they have passed the ball three times to Dean and Smith.
And, hey, we got a really cool golf tournament that's coming up at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagno. It's the Jim Cox Memorial. I do believe it's Saturday, October 14th, two-person scramble, $80 a team. Bears look to run the option. Quarterback keeper looks to cut it up. Nice job. That's Jake Carl coming up making the stop for the Eagles. But the Jim Cox Memorial, two-person, 18-hole scramble, $80 a team. It is a fantastic time. Of course, if you've not played, that's where I play at Willow. It's my home course, and it's fantastic. You know, the greens, tee boxes, the fairways, it's just an excellent nine-hole course, and that is a really fun tournament. You can sign up at the Pro Shop. So second and 9 for the Bears out of the pistol split backfield, dropping back. There's pressure, and it's picked off, tipped twice. Rutledge got a piece of it, finally snagging it in. Is that Chris Shaw?
Chris Shaw.
And he's going to take it all the way down inside the 10 near the 5-yard line. First and goal, Liberty, with 7:29 to go.
Yeah, so the first turnover of the game, interception.
Yeah, Brody Rutledge, guy, it tipped it, and then I couldn't see who was over there that almost hauled it in, and ending up with it was Chris Shaw. So the Eagles, first and goal from the Bear 5-yard line. And we've got lots of substitutions in out there now. Taking the snap. There's a handoff and spinning, trying to break tackles, but nowhere to go. Bears, great penetration by the Willow Bears that time. They were in the backfield hunting.
Yeah, Jasper Melby made a good move just to get away from the initial contact, but then more pressure just swarmed on him there.
So it'll be second and goal for the Liberty Eagles. Split backs out of the shotgun for Pruitt. Now he's rolling to the far side. Backside pressure. Pruitt's going to cut it up. Leans, dives. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Carter Pruitt. Toked it in from 9 yards out. And the Eagles go up 53-0 here in the first half. 6:48 to go in the half. Eagles will line up for the point after.
Liberty turning the turnover into points.
Yeah, so Liberty scores 5 times in the first quarter, now 3 in the second.
Extra point attempt. Chris Shaw with the hold, and there's a flag.
It'll be an offsides on Willow.
Yeah, now Liberty will probably go for 2 with they move the ball half the distance.
Yeah, that defensive end on the left side jumped the ball, trying to time it.
They made you say, Gavin, going at quarterback. But, you know, you need to, this is something they need to work on.
Yep.
I think everybody watching, listening can agree upon that. If you have an opportunity to work on something to get better, this is, you know, use that to your advantage.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely work on your field goals, extra points when you have a chance.
Here comes the snap. It's good. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. There it is. 54-0 Liberty, 6:48 to go in the half. You're listening to Al County Football on the Fox 96.9.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. There's something that makes us different at our dealership. When you come here, you get one low price. It's posted on the tag and every windshield. Then, you pick out the one you want, and we shake your hand on the deal. So visit us in West Plains for 3 great brands, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and one low price, the best price.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Oh, getting old as hell, you know. It's bad. I was looking at the junior high roster, so yeah, Melby. There's a kick, and it's caught at the 25, and looking to get to the sideline, then forced out of bounds. It'll be first and 10 Bears. So yes, that was Melby. There we go. Yes. I mean, it's bad when you go to town to go to the grocery store, you get halfway from your house to town, and you go, where am I going?
What am I going to get?
Yeah, what am I going to get? You get into the store, and it's like, oh, crap.
Oh, I have a list and everything, and I still will leave things off of the list.
Yes. Well, it does not get any better. Colder weather, it hurts more.
the heat and the cold hurts a lot worse.
Naps are a valued asset.
Yes.
Sleep is not overrated. First and 10 for the Bears. Out of the pistol. Split backfield. There's the quarterback keeper, and Ferguson tries to squirt it out the right side. Liberty there. I believe that the end on that far side. Because we've got some substitution going on. Yeah, that Eli Moore.
Yeah, he's kind of playing in at the...
He's outside linebacker.
Linebacker. No, he's split out.
Okay.
There's just no receiver to cover.
Pistol split backfield. And this time it will be given to the running back, Galloway. Picks up maybe a yard. We'll bring up third and nine. 5:50 to go in the half. 54-0. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, Dave, they play at 3 o'clock on Channel 5 or Fox.
Who do we got this week, by the way?
Well, they beat Jacksonville last week, right?
Yes.
Chicago Bears.
That is correct. Yeah, Chicago, come in.
There's, uh-oh, pick six, Eddie Rodriguez. Read that, the Bears dropped back, and they was going to throw a little sideline pass to Everett Smith, but Eddie Rodriguez, he lied there like a fox in the weeds, and he just nabbed it out of the air and took it to the end zone for six more, 60-0, Liberty. Kind of like a Jack's Fork goggle-eye coming out of a roof watch, you know, after a grub.
Yeah, he sat there, and he waited on that one.
5:18 to go in the half. Liberty lining up for the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up. And it is good.
Two in a row.
No, he missed the last. But he's made two.
He's made three. Yeah, he's made one down here and two down there.
All right, 61-0 Liberty. And, you know, who do we have, you know, what wife out here do we know would be really good in the wife calling contest?
Whew.
You don't have to mention yours, but you can mention one of your buddies. You can help them out.
Ooh.
I don't know. Bird, maybe? Linda?
Linda.
I'm sure she's hollered for Alex.
Oh, you know.
I bet Linda's. I bet she's got some good calling she can do.
I'm too scared to say.
I'm kind of...
You guys are just crawdadding completely away from every bit of this conversation. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Husband calling contest. Eagles set to kick it off. And they'll put it up in the air, and it's going to hit at about the 20 and then bounce out of bounds. No return, first and 10 for the Willow Bears. So, yeah, a lot of people tuned in. We appreciate that. We truly do. Each week, and once basketball season gets going, we'll be live video streaming, you know, a boys basketball game or a girls, but we'll be doing one live video stream during basketball season each week. Kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back in the gym.
Yeah.
Not my kid is.
Chomping at the bit.
Yep.
Lady Eagle Volleyball, they've been picking up some momentum.
Yep.
Out of the shotgun, handoff, hit in the backfield, wrapped up, nowhere to go is Galloway.
Yeah, Liberty Volleyball travels to Stratford for the tournament tomorrow.
That's a really good tournament. You know, I mean, that's a tournament that you kind of look at how I used to look at the Liberty tournament, you know, back in the day when, I mean, you just went, there's eight teams in it, and you go, there's six that could win this dang thing.
Yep.
pack your lunch because it's going to be a rough week. Loss of four, second and 14, and another handoff. Galloway takes it right up the middle. He brings it out to their own 35-yard line. So he picks up the yardage that the Bears lost on first down play.
Preston Smothers getting in on the tackle there.
Yeah, Liberty's kind of shuffling players in and out. Right now, there's some number twos out there. Jaron and Brody Rutledge still in at linebacker. They've really not had to do a whole lot because D-line's been making a lot of the tackles. And Jaron shows blitz. Boy, I mean, he just bulldogged through everybody, moved the pile. I don't know if he got the sack, but he just bull rushed.
Yeah, I think that was Robert Fall getting through there, making the initial contact there on the quarterback.
It's going to bring up fourth down, 3:40 and counting on the clock here in the first half, 61-0. It looks like the Bears will attempt a punt. After Liberty, don't. There's no need to rush. Work on your return. You use this to work on your return. Good snap. And it's, oh, it's a long line drive. Brody says, thank you very much.
Give me that.
Give me that. You got some jelly for that biscuit? I'm hungry. Here I go. And Brody takes it to the 30, so it'll be first and 10. That was a lot. He actually caught that in self-defense because it would have just taken his helmet completely off his head if he didn't catch it. But I don't know. I think my first bit was better. That may have had jelly on it, and he smelled it. Brody's not going to turn down a biscuit with jelly on it. I guarantee it. First and 10 for the Eagles. The ball at the Bears' 30-yard line. 3:12 to go in the half. So, again, got some different players. Brayden Mays comes out. He's going to line up as a receiver.
Looks like Melby would be taking the snaps here.
And then the Honeycutt, the tailback. Snaps taken, fakes the handoff. Melby's going to keep it. Big hole, running room, got a nice block. Looking to get to the edge. I want it. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown. Melby takes it in for six. And the Eagles go up 67-0 here in the first half. 3:03 to go. And there's a penalty flag.
Oh, no.
Well, that block that I, yeah. It was.
Man, that was a heck of a run.
It was a great run by Melby. Great run. But it's one of those blocks that
you're trying to get away from.
Exactly. You're trying to get away from it, but there's just no way. So now Liberty will sub in some more players. Carter Pruitt comes back out. Clock is stopped with 3:03 on it. So shotgun snap, and they hand it off to the lineman, and that is Tyler Glasscock. Glasscock takes it for five, and it's going to be second and five. And this will be about it for the Liberty starters. Power formation in the backfield. Uh-oh, there's a fumble. And that was Brody Rutledge. It was a little...
I don't think the ball ever got back to him.
No. Turn over, and the Bears come up with it. So first and 10 for the Bears, and they'll take it back and start their drive at their own 26. .24 to go, 61-0 Liberty. Ferguson. He'll await the snap, takes it, drops back, pump fakes, and is sacked. Ooh. And that, again, the D-line is pretty much just getting a big push.
Carl got in on that one and just drove him.
And Jake, I don't know what, 6'2", maybe? 6'3", possibly? Got some length on him. Kind of like that DN for the blue and silver.
Yeah.
That tormented Patrick Mahomes. Second and 16. Bears will hand it off the right side, and a nice run for Ferguson. He'll bring it out to the 25-yard line, almost picking up the lost yardage. But third and 11. 1:20 to go in the half. Bears will have deuces here to the near side. Rodriguez and Char will pick him up. Bears will roll out, and there's Jake Carl again. He kind of blew that up. Liberty was able to get the sack. Yeah, Jake Carl again.
Jake Carl.
He may not be getting a lot of the tackles or sacks, but whoever he's lining up against,
he's tearing things up.
Yeah. So the Bears back to punt. Maybe. Well, yeah, they'll take the time out. And the clock will stop with 14 seconds to go in the half. We'll keep it here. Coming up to halftime, Dave Quinn will go through numbers in the first half. Again, Liberty scoring a whole bunch. Also, we've got, you know, coming up on where I'm at in the mornings, Q94, an opportunity for some folks. You know, I've been giving away Mizzou tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves the winner. Well, you know, I hope I don't jinx them, but Mizzou's winning. They're not ranked. They're starting to kind of, you're hearing some murmuring now, you know, like, hey, what's this going on with Mizzou? That was a big win over Kansas State.
What a finish.
Holy moly. 61-yard field goal. It was just back and forth. Sold out stadium. Totally insane. But
against the top 25.
Yeah, exactly. Bears with the punt. High punt goes up. And it's going to take a Liberty bounce and hits it about the 37-yard line and then bounces Liberty's way all the way back to the 26.
Yeah, about an 8-yard net punt. Just got an unlucky bounce that bounced back toward the Bears side.
So the Liberty Eagles will have one snap, probably take a knee, go in the locker room with a 61-point lead. And work on things. You know, if your Coach Ackland thing is,
we've got our young kids out there though.
See if take me. It's the right thing to do. So after one, the Liberty Eagles are rolling 61-0 on the Willow Springs Bears. Don't forget, coming up, we've got first half stats. Dave will go through all that. The hitman, James Hurt, will have some highlights for you and go through some scores as well. A lot of stuff there to cover. Several, pretty good games going on in and around the area. But a big thank you to Ozarks Healthcare, Monty's Outdoors, Dave's Auto Service, Simmons Bank, Casey's Tree Service, Ozark Trading Post, and Justin Shelby, your State Farm insurance agent, Bailey Chevrolet. I was down and seen John Thursday. He's got a pretty good inventory of rigs down at the lot. Hometown Insurance, along with the Bank of Birch Tree, Gentleman Jim's. See Andrea McNew at Shelter Insurance here in Mountain View, along with Greg's Body Shop. And, of course, Lynn McKenzie and family at the Anchor, USA Mortgage in Mountain View, SBU in Mountain View, Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Mountain View Auto Parts, and Able Insurance. Also, on our live stream, we want to thank USA Mortgage. And we've got, for our pregame show and the locker room show that's coming up, is brought to you by Andrea McNew, your shelter insurance agent. So be sure to stick around for that. And our video presentation, Missouri Home Realty and St. Francis Hospital, your scoreboard sponsor, Mountain View Lumber, and also we want to thank Able Insurance. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Dave will go through first half stats, and then your halftime show will start with the Hitman, James Hurt. You're listening to Howell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking.